Did you know that there were two types of time? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. You know, every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. That's something I encourage you to do right now. It's something that can make the world a difference for you. Say, Jesus, come into my life. Bring a peace the world cannot give and a joy that no one can take away. Jesus, help me to walk the path that you chose for me. My vocation, my career. Jesus, help me not to miss an opportunity to help somebody in need. Jesus, help me to forgive myself and to forgive the people who have hurt me. Jesus, give me the hope of future life in heaven. Jesus, today, let me live my life in such a way that if you did not exist, my life would have no meaning. That's how you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And it does make a difference. Now, let me talk about the theme of today's program. I said there are two types of time, okay? First, let me begin with the scripture that I chose for today. It's that long passage about the wedding feast of Cana. You can find that in John's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, okay? It's a story you well know, but let me go over it for you. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, a head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this at the beginning of his signs in Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. Okay. Let's talk about the two times, okay? In Greek, they're called Chronos and Kairos. Chronos is the time that we measure with our watches and our clocks and our calendars. Kairos refers to a time that is a time of a special blessing, a time of intervention of God into the history of the world, a time of grace. So you can see in the story of the wedding feast of Cana, when Jesus says to his mother, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." He's not talking about Chronos there, like he has to wait until 9 o'clock and it's only 7 o'clock. He's talking about a time of grace, a time when he's going to work his first miracle. Because remember, he works his very first miracle at the wedding feast of Cana. Now, his mother, by the way, gets him to move up his time. He does that out of his great respect and love and for his mother. So that in our lives, we always have to be aware of the two different types of times. There's this everyday time, and there's that time when God works powerfully in and through us. By the way, don't you find it interesting that Jesus works his first miracle at a wedding feast? Because weddings, marriages need a lot of miracles, don't they? You got two me's, this guy and this girl. Two me's becoming a we. And from the moment they become a we, there is incredible pressure on the we to explode back into two me's. The couple has to work and work mightily not to regress back into selfishness. You know, there's a poem that goes like this. I live for myself, I thought for myself and none beside. As if Christ had never lived, as if Christ had never died. So each one of us has to be aware of the Kairos moments in our life. Now in the Catholic Church, we talk about the Kairos moments in a variety of ways, and one of the ways is we talk about the seven sacraments. We say that from womb to tomb, there is a sacrament. A sacrament is the presence of God working in our life in a very powerful way at that moment, like Jesus did at the wedding feast of Cana with the miracle of the water become wine. So from baptism to Eucharist to reconciliation to confirmation to marriage to priesthood to the sacrament of the sick, these powerful signs of God's presence, of His grace working in us, of the big and little miracles that He works in us so that we become the presence of God also in our world in a very tangible way. All these are opportunities of Kairos moments. Now, it's a Kairos moment to be married. I remember when I was ordained a Roman Catholic priest, that was a Kairos moment. The grace of God bursting into my life, calling me to service. Call me to lay down my life for God's sheep, to be a good pastor. So here's the seven official Kairos moments under the umbrella of the sacraments. But there are other Kairos moments, you know, when we come to our senses and break away from a pattern of sin. When we reach out to somebody in need, there's a terrible fire and we rush into the house and to save a child. That kind of courage that doesn't come easily to people is a Kairos moment. It's a Kairos moment when we're able to help a person not to commit suicide. Or when a policeman talks a person, a robber or some other type of crime, criminal, to drop the gun. See, to talk about a Kairos moment is really to talk about God being involved in our life. There's three acts of faith that I ask people to make before I preach each night when I'm in a parish for an extended period of time. I say, make an act of faith that you believe there's a God, that you believe that God is involved in your life on a day-to-day basis, and that you believe God answers prayers. See, the pagans, their concept of time was just chronos. It's always the same. There's nothing new under the sun. History just repeats itself. It's just a monotony of the same thing. But see, Christians approach time also from the Kairos moment, that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That Jesus, when He was 30, started His active ministry. That Jesus worked miracles. That Jesus healed people. That Jesus rose from the dead. That He ascended into heaven. He sent the Holy Spirit on Pentecost to help us. So that our reading of the Scriptures, and I've been sharing Scripture with you all this year, our reading of the Scriptures is to get us in touch with those Kairos moments. Because Jesus says in John's Gospel, you'll be able to do the works I do, even greater works. And when we let the grace of God flood our life, when we invite Jesus more and more into our heart, when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, then He's able to do wonderful things in and through us. That's just not idle rhetoric when Jesus says you'll be able to do the works I do, even greater works. I mean, modern technology allows my message to get out to anybody throughout the whole world who would ever stumble on my website. That's powerful. So, in your own life, You got to develop a consciousness. That's a good use of the word there, a consciousness. You have to bring from the unconscious to the conscious level a sense of knowing when they're having a kairos moment, when God is talking in and through you, or when God is talking to you, when He has something that He wants you to do, when He invites you to become more generous with your life and less selfish. Those are very, very important moments. Make sure you always know the difference between a chronos, same old thing, and a kairos moment where God's breaking into your life and doing wonderful things. Our prayer partners are firefighters. They have a very challenging job. They risk their life to save other people. Dear God, bless firefighters. Keep them safe from harm. Driving the fire truck in the midst of a fire. Rescuing people. God, send special blessing to firefighters today. Today's food for thought: growing old is mandatory, growing up is optional. Amen to that, right? Growing up is optional. Some people, they can be 90 and they just haven't grown up. They haven't matured. Today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. Okay? A woman went into a shoe store and told a clerk who had just begun working at the shoe store that she wanted a pair of alligator shoes. The clerk said, "Yes, ma'am, what size is your alligator?" Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Hey, would you take a moment to drop me a note, either snail mail or email? My address is on my website, and on my website is fatherscott.com, spell out father. I'd just love to hear from you. Love to know that who's listening to the program and you're finding it helpful and enjoyable. If you do a snail mail, it's Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. If you have any prayer intentions that you'd like me to join you in praying, I will be your prayer partner. We'll storm heaven together. If you'd like to receive my newsletter, it comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. I think you'll find it enjoyable and helpful. Just give me your address. If you can send me a check to help me keep my hospital open, I don't care what amount, how much you send me. But if you could send me a check, you know, the little checks add up. I'll never get any big grant from some big corporation. I depend on the generosity of my listeners and other benefactors. Make the check to TASH, Tash, Inc., and send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. You know, if you take a moment and visit my website, you can get to my email address, joyfulcap@aol.com, and you can send me your prayer intentions or drop. Just let me know you're listening. Join me in the peace prayer, okay? Father Scott and you, let's pray together. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.